和约翰福音十九章二十八到三十节。首先是约翰福音三章十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。第二节是约翰福音十九章二十八到三十节，这事以后，耶稣知道各样的事已经成了，为要使经上的话应验，就说：“我渴了。”有一个器皿盛满了醋，放在那里。他们就拿海蓉浇满了醋，绑在牛膝草上，送到他口。耶稣尝了那醋，就说：“成了。”便低下头，将灵魂交付神了。这是神的话语。
Thank you, Grace, and thank you, Bingo, as well. Thank you.
谢谢 Bingo.
I do think the announcements about barbecues are much better in Mandarin than in English. So thank you.
我相信你的报告今天啊，五点半的那个烧烤会啊，在普通话里面更好。
This last week we had our kids' Bible Adventure Week.
上一个星期我们有儿童圣经夏令营。
And we learned how Jesus changed Peter's life.
我们学习到了耶稣是怎样改变彼得的生命。
We called the week on fire.
我们称它为啊燃烧的火。
Using the illustration of fire as a spark at the beginning to a raging fire at the end.
我们啊用一个例证来表现那个火是怎样啊从一开始一点点火，然后到最后燃烧得很旺。
How at the very beginning, Peter met Jesus, and it was just like a spark in his life.
当初彼得啊看啊遇见耶稣的时候，他的火只有一点点。
And at the end of the week, we learned how Peter was used by God to spread the good news like a raging fire.
那我们在最后一天的时候，我们看到神是怎样使用啊，彼得他的火是怎样很旺盛的燃烧。
And James is going to come and tell us a little bit about how each day went, and then my wife Catherine's going to come and show you one of the illustrations that we used during the week. James, thank you.
James 现在跟我们分享他是怎样是每一天看他是怎样一个进程。
你好。
你好，哦，Hello。
On day one, the first story was from Luke chapter 5.
第一天，故事是从路加福音第五章。
Jesus, after teaching by a lake, approached a tired fisherman who had been out fishing all night and had caught nothing.
耶稣他在湖边教导的时候，在他之后一个渔夫非常疲惫的渔夫，他整晚去打鱼，但是一无所获。他来到耶稣的面前。
Jesus told him to go out into deep water and try again.
耶稣叫他去深水里面再试一次。
So the tired fisher went out and caught such a massive haul of fish that he needed the help of other fishermen and boats to bring it all in.
所以这个非常疲惫的渔夫，他出去去。打鱼之后他捕获了很多很多的鱼，然后有需要其他的渔夫和船来去来帮他。
That fisherman was Peter, and the spark was lit.
这个渔夫就是彼得，他的火开始燃烧。
On day two, we show how the fire grows.
在第二天我们继续看到那个火焰是继续燃烧。
In Matthew 14, we learn that Jesus' disciples had all gotten in a boat and begun to cross a lake when they were hit by a storm.
在马太福音十四章，我们看到啊，耶稣的门徒他们全部到一部船，到一艘船上，然后去开始渡过那个湖，然后他们被啊一个风暴袭击。
Now Jesus had stayed behind to pray, but when the storm hit, he immediately went to join his disciples.
这个时候，耶稣在后面他在祷告，他留在后面祷告。当这个他们遇到风暴的时候，他马上去加入那些门徒。
In this story, the disciples see Jesus walk on water to approach them.
在这个故事当中，门徒看见耶稣是怎样在水上行走来去加入他们。
The fire in Peter grows brightest. Sorry, let me try that again. The fire in Peter glows brightest as he too walks on water for a moment.
彼得的火继续燃烧，当他也走在水上的时候。
Day 3 was from John chapters 13 and 18 to 20.
第三天，这个故事是从约翰福音十三章、十八章和二十章。
It was a tough day for the kids because this is where the fire sputters.
这一天对于孩子们来说是一困难的一天，因为那个火焰开始熄灭。
Jesus is betrayed at the hands of Judas.
耶稣被犹太被背叛叛变。
And Peter, Jesus' special apostle, denies even knowing who Jesus is three times.
而彼得耶稣的非常的一个特殊的门徒，他三次不认主。
Then Jesus is crucified.
然后耶稣被钉十字架。
The teacher was dead, the disciples scattered, and it seemed that hope had been destroyed.
他们的老师死了，然后门徒被分散了，然后他们的希望开始被破灭。
Is the fire gone?
那火熄灭了吗？
But the story on this day is not over yet.
但是这一天的故事还没有完。
You see, we left a cliffhanger, the empty tomb.
但是还有一个悬谜在那里，就是一个空的坟墓。
Day 4 takes us to the Gospel of John, chapter 21.
第四天带我们到约翰福音的二十一章。
We find ourselves back on a beach in a familiar story of fishermen who had worked all night and caught nothing.
他们把我们带回到海边上，我们看到渔夫他们一个非常熟悉的故事，他们在那里打鱼，然后整晚打鱼一无所获。
Then they hear a voice saying, "Try throwing your nets on the other side."
然后他们听到一个声音说，试着把网撒在另外一边。
Well, they did, and imagine their surprise when their nets got so full it almost broke.
然后他们就这样做了，你可以想象他们是怎样一个惊喜。他们当他们的网他们捕到了很多鱼，那个网快要破裂。
But that was nothing compared to the moment that they realized that voice belonged to Jesus.
但是没有什么可以跟那个比的，就是他们认识到这个声音就是从耶稣来的。
Peter then goes for a walk with Jesus and is restored.
所以彼得跟与神同行的那一刻，他恢复了。
He is given the task of feeding Jesus' sheep.
他给了一个任务，就是喂养我的羊。
The fire is burning brightly again.
那个火焰又开始燃烧。
And we know it will never go out.
让我们知道这个火焰永远不会再熄灭。
Finally, we are at day 5.
最后我们来到第五天。
We took stories from Acts 3, 9, and 12.
我们的故事是从《使徒行传》三章、九章和十二章。
Now we are hearing stories about Peter sharing the gospel and doing incredible things.
现在我们看到许多的故事，就是彼得怎样去分享福音和做了许多大奇异大能的事情。
Healing the lame.
他医治瘸腿的人。
Raising the dead.
从死人死里复活。
And an amazing prison escape.
还有一个就是从怎样很奇异的从监狱里逃跑。
The fire burns brightly and has begun to spread.
这个火焰燃烧起来。
We are evidence of that fire today.
我们就看到我们的火也在燃烧。
I have that at the end. Sorry. Thanks.
Good morning.
早上好。
We all learn better when we can see as well as hear.
我们可以学得更好，当我们可以看到和听到的时候。
On day 3, as James explained, we learnt about Jesus dying for us.
在第三天，卷子帮我们解释到耶稣是为我们而死。
I will try and show you a way to help you see what that means as well as hear.
我在这里可以帮助大家，我们可以看到怎样去看到这个故事。
So Callum, if you will fill half a jar of water.
所以牧师帮我们装满半瓶的水。
The water is clear.
水是清的。
God made the world good and perfect.
神创造了这个世界是非常完美的。
But we chose We chose to go against God's ways.
但是我们却选择了违背神。
Sin is when we do not let God be the leader in our life.
罪就是当我们不让神成为我们生命中的主。
We go our own way.
我们偏行己路。
When we do that, we may make bad choices that are called sins.
当我们这样做的时候，我们做出错误的选择，这就称为罪。
Sins are anything we do to disobey God.
我们做的任何违背上帝的事就是罪。
So as Callum adds the color to the water,
所以牧师他把这个蓝色倒进水里。
We spent time thinking about ways that we don't obey God.
当我们去思考的时候，我们怎样去做的事情去违背神的时候。
We thought of big words like anger and lying and selfishness.
当我们生气的时候，当我们说谎的时候，我们自私的时候。
But we made sure we talked about real situations too.
当我们说话去在这个现实当中说话的时候
，a time when someone got mad at their brother or sister and hit them.
当我们说话的时候，我们去令我们为我们的兄弟姊妹生气的时候，我们去打他。
A time when someone saw something they really wanted and took it, even though it wasn't theirs.
当那个时候，我们看到很想要一个东西的时候，我们就拿了，没有征经过同意。
Now, Callum, if you could pour, you may want to do this over the tray, the jar marked B up to about that much. Here we go.
所以他把这个水倒进差不多那么多。
When we did this, or when we use our illustrations, we try and fit the talk in between the illustrations.
所以当我一边谈的时候，他一边在那个展示。
So about that much. When Jesus died, he died for our sins, and our sins were like the coloring. As we've added a little bit of the bleach, it's starting to wash our sins away.
当耶稣为我们的罪而死的时候，我们当我们把那个漂白水加进那个水里的时候，这个水可以开始变清。就好像耶稣为我们罪洗我们的罪。
Add the white powder and stir.
这个是 that's a bleach.
That's bleach and
这是漂白粉。
Our sins make us guilty.
我们的罪使我们成为有罪的人。
Jesus took the record of our sins away when he When he was nailed to the cross.
当耶稣被钉在十字架的时候，十字架上的时候，他拿走我们的罪。
He took the punishment so we do not have to be guilty anymore.
他接受了惩罚，所以我们不再是罪人。
So it's like we made the dark water with our sins, but Jesus makes it clean again.
所以我们好像就好像这个我们的罪使这个水有了颜色，然后耶稣把这个罪拿走。
When we believe and trust in who Jesus is and what he did on the cross,
当我们相信耶稣和他为我们所做的事的时候，我们就说我们没罪了。
Not only are we now free from our sins,
不光是我们现在是无罪的。
We are made righteous through Jesus, like we never sinned at all.
我们也在神面前是有益的，就好像我们从来没有犯过罪。
We can be welcomed back by God, and He can be the leader of our life again.
所以耶稣就成为我们生命的主，再一次成为我们生命的主。
This is amazing news.
这是一个非常惊异的消息。
Because of Jesus, we are free to know God as our friend.
就因为耶稣，我们可以再一次的认识主。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Isn't that a wonderful way to show the difference that Jesus makes?
这是不是一个很好的方法，去让我们看见耶稣？
We are clean because He died for us.
我们清洁了，因为他为我们而死。
And in a few minutes, we're going to come round the Lord's table and remember this.
我们再下差个几分钟，我们来到神的桌前。
But first of all, we're going to sing a hymn.As a way of responding to this good news.
首先让我们唱有一个回应的诗歌。
We're going to sing, I have decided to follow Jesus.
这首诗歌就是我决定了我要跟随主。
So let's please stand together sing. Thank you.
请大家站起。